Pakistan, Muslim mob lynches factory manager for blasphemy. By Gabrielle Reyes on December 6, 2021. A mob of hundreds of Muslim men lynched a Sri Lankan factory manager in eastern Pakistan's Sialkot district on Friday by beating him to death and then burning his body after a rumor emerged in Sialkot the man had allegedly committed blasphemy against Islam. Agence France-Presse, AFP, reported this weekend. The incident took place in Sialkot, a district within Pakistan's Punjab province, on the morning of December 3. Punjab police told AFP rumors spread on Friday that the manager of a local factory, Priyanka Diawadana, had torn down a religious poster and thrown it in the dustbin in recent days. Sialkot District Police Chief Armagan Gondal told the Associated Press, AP December 3 factory workers had accused the victim of desecrating posters bearing the name of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. A mob of Sialkot factory workers and other local residents gathered outside the factory managed by Diawadana around 11 a.m. local time on December 3 and located Diawadana at his place of work. Gondal told the AP Diawadana was lynched inside the factory. Videos circulating on social media showed the mob dragging his heavily bruised body outside, where they burned it, surrounded by hundreds of others who cheered on the killers, according to the AP. Punjab government spokesman Hassan Kaur told reporters on December 4 roughly 800 to 900 people, some of them armed with sticks, had dragged the body of the manager, AFP relayed. Kaur said local health officials had conducted a post-mortem examination of what remained of Diawadana's corpse, adding that the man's remains would be handed over to the Sri Lankan embassy in Islamabad. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan condemned the incident in multiple statements posted to his official Twitter account between December 3 and December 5. In a preliminary statement issued December 3, Khan described Diawadana as having been burned alive by the mob. The horrific vigilante attack on factory in Sialkot and the burning alive of Sri Lankan manager is a day of shame for Pakistan, the Prime Minister wrote. I'm overseeing the investigations and let there be no mistake, all those responsible will be punished with full severity of the law, he stated. Arrests are in progress. In a statement posted December 4, Prime Minister Khan said Punjab police had arrested more than 100 people in connection with the killing. Spoke to Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa today in UAE to convey our nation's anger and shame to people of Sri Lanka at vigilante killing of Priyanka Diawadana in Sialkot, Khan wrote. I informed him 100-plus people arrested and assured him they would be prosecuted with full severity of the law, the head of state updated. AFP noted on December 4 that accusations of blasphemy within Pakistan are often bewielded to settle personal vendettas, with minorities largely the target, implying that the blasphemy accusation against Diawadana may have been false. Tahir Ashrafi, a special representative of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan on the subject of religious harmony, told AFP on Sunday Sialkot factory workers had complained of Diawadana being a very strict manager. Police experts are investigating this case from various angles, including that some factory workers played a religious card to take revenge on the manager, Ashrafi revealed. Pakistan's blasphemy laws prescribe extreme punishments for people found guilty of insulting Islam, which is the country's official state religion. Government authorities in Pakistan may imprison people for insulting Islam, the Quran, Islam's holy book, or any figure deemed holy by Islam according to national blasphemy laws. People found guilty of insulting Muhammad, Islam's holiest prophet, may face capital punishment, though Pakistan has never enforced the death penalty for this crime. Individuals accused of insulting Islam in Pakistan are often killed extralegally by Muslim lynch mobs.